While they're more than just for storage of pots and your plates, cabinetry can really define the look of your cooking space.
Yes, it can, and investing in new cabinets can be exciting. But with a lot of money at stake, it can also be nerve-wracking. Here to help you make the right decision is This Old House general contractor, Tom Silva. Welcome, Tommy.
Well, hi, guys. It's nice to be here.
So how can homeowners make sure they get the most bang for their buck when they're selecting new kitchen cabinets? I mean, it's a pretty overwhelming decision, right?
Oh, you better believe it. There are a lot of different choices out there. But I always focus on not only the way the cabinets look, but the quality of the pieces of the parts that you don't see.
Right, the hardware and that
sort of
thing.
The hardware, the cabinets, how they're put together, the thickness of the material, and the type of material.
You know, Tommy, it seems like there's so many different aspects to cabinetry that you really kind of have to go into a kitchen project with a budget hierarchy of what it is that you want. So how do you sort through what's most effective?
Well, right. And everybody has a budget that they want to try to stick to. And you can start off with the lowest cabinet is a stock cabinet, something that you get off the shelf. They have a lot of different configurations and finishes and styles, but you have a limited selection. Semi-custom is where the configuration is a little better, but you still have to use fillers to make the pieces fit where they want to fit.
Right.
And then if you really have a budget that is, I think, higher, then you want to get into a custom kitchen where they can make the pieces fit exactly where you want them. You can pick out how you want the boxes and how you want the drawers and the type of hardware and how you want the doors. It's all a matter of your budget.
It's all a matter of dollars and cents.
Dollars and cents, yep.
That's a good point. Now, I've actually put together some of those cabinets, and it doesn't necessarily mean that the quality isn't there.
No.
In fact, they're merely saving you some money when you put them together yourself, and it's not that hard.
Absolutely. We did a great project on Ask This Old House where we actually assembled the cabinets and put them together, and what a difference it made in the kitchen, and they were great cabinets.
I feel like there are so many different styles of cabinetry. You know, you're looking at things, there's arts and crafts, and there's Victorian. Do you really look at the architecture of the exterior of your home? How do you kind of figure what's a good match?
Well, it really becomes, you know, a personal preference, what people like. Some people like Victorians where they have raised panels and maybe multiple layers of moldings around those raised panels, maybe big columns or turnings around the kitchen. It's really that particular look that you may be looking at. Maybe an arts and craft, a much simpler detail, a flatter panel, stiles and rails, maybe no detail around the inside of that flat panel. And then, of course, you get the modern or the contemporary look. That seems to be the latest craze right now. Everybody wants that contemporary kitchen with the sharp, crisp lines. And the hardware makes a huge difference on the detail.
Now, with all of these decisions, how do you feel about kind of going straight to a kitchen designer for some help here? Because it seems like I think people are somewhat reluctant sometimes to hire design professionals. But in the end, it can actually save you money because you're not making costly mistakes.
Absolutely. Kitchen designers can have some great ideas. They can mix and match colors, patterns, products, tiles, all of those things. The little things that you don't think make a difference make a huge difference. Like you can have a soapstone countertop around the sink and you can have a beautiful wood countertop on the island with a glass backsplash, for example.
Something you might not have thought of.
No, exactly.
You don't have the eye for it. You don't do it every day. We're talking to Tom Silva, the general contractor for TV's This Old House. All right, let's say you go into a store, right? Mm-hmm. And you're looking at some cabinets. You want to sort of evaluate the quality of the cabinets. Things to look for?
Things to look for. Well, I look for a good plywood box.
Okay.
I always like something to be thicker than thinner. Half inch is fine. I prefer 3/4, but it's hard to get 3/4 in some cases. You'll get that more in a custom cabinet. And how the drawers are put together. Lots of times, dovetail joints are important. What the drawer boxes are made out of. Wood, laminates are always good. You can even get drawer boxes that are made of metal, and they're put together and they fasten to the drawer fronts with the special fasteners, and they're pretty good because you have adjustability over time.
And that drawer hardware is also important. The one I love is the soft close, where it sort of finishes closing on its own.
Yeah, it's great because it stops kids from getting their fingers pinched, and the drawers don't stay open just a little bit, so your kitchen doesn't look messy. And they have the hardware that goes on the sides of the drawers and also underneath the drawers, which gives you a little more width on the inside of the drawer, but they both will will be a soft close if you want them.
And that's so important because that's what really wears those drawers. You load them up, especially the silverware drawer and that sort of thing, and they get opened and closed just thousands of times a year.
Exactly.
Well, and I think it's important. You know, there's so many options for what can be on the interior of those cabinets or those drawers. You know, where everybody's recycling everything. If you've got the right cabinet box on your lower counter area, you know, you can have a door that opens up and have all three trash bins sort of there for you. You just have to sort of think creatively as to what your needs are.
Right. They also have areas where those hard-to-get places in the corners where you have may have a dead corner. They have these pull-out units now that are beautiful. You can open the door, and then they swing out. They slide out, so you don't have to get on your hands and knees to dig out stuff that you're hiding away in the corners.
Final question. When it comes to design, we always talk about the working triangle. Is that really important?
I find that it's not as important today.
Okay.
People aren't really into that working triangle as much as they used to be because there's multiple people in the kitchen working.
Yeah, that's
now.
True. You and have to have multiple working triangles.
Yeah,
of course.
And sometimes a triangle, you're in the way of one another.
Yep.
So people need to design their kitchen or think about the kitchen and how they actually use their kitchen.
Of course, we're talking about the distance between the refrigerator, the sink,
and
the stove.
Yep.
But now you got the microwave and you got the wall oven.
And you got the island with a big cutting board. And, you know, and it's all kinds of different things now today.
Tom Silva, the general contractor on TV's This Old House. Great advice for helping you select kitchen cabinets.
Well, thanks, guys. This is nice to be here.
All right, catch the current season of This Old House and Ask This Old House on PBS. For local listings and step-by-step videos of many common home improvement projects, visit thisoldhouse.com.